Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The weekend. It's Hot 101.5, Tampa Bay's new hit music, and we are on the Hot 101.5 Instagram taking your opinions on if Scott is guilty for jinxing the Tampa Bay Lightning into losing, and you can read about the situation on the Hot 101.5 Instagram. Also, tomorrow, it's Tampa Bay Secrets on a Thursday. So what's the secret that you've been holding on to that you haven't been able to tell anyone else and it's just weighing your shoulders down? We want to know. What's your secret? Confess it anonymously now. Just go to hot1015tampabay.com, click on the Miguel and Holly page, and you can anonymously confess your secret, and we will read them tomorrow morning at 8:25.
This is Miguel and Holly on Hot 101.5.
Tampa Bay's new hit music.
I feel like this could easily have been a situation on Blown Off, and I need your expertise to help my friend. So here's what happened. I have a friend of mine that has been chatting with the guy. They met on Tinder for a couple of weeks, and then they met up for some drinks. They had a great time. And for full transparency, I do know the guy as well. I do know the guy as well. And so I was excited that these two people were connecting. Well, they went on the first date. It was great. It was magical. They had a great time. And then they were planning their second date. And here's where she said to me, and I'm reading her text, he killed it all with one text. And I said, all right, give it to me. What did he say? Well, he texted me the other night and was like, hey, I'm going to a concert. Want to come? She says, oh my gosh, yes, I would love to go to this show. And this is the text that killed it all. He said, okay, well, I don't have an extra ticket, so buy yours and then come. And she said, excuse me, I have to buy my own ticket and then I'm going to come to your house afterwards. Oh, no. So she didn't respond at all. She said, absolutely not. Like, how about you say, meet me for drinks before the show, after the show? And she asked me, was I overreacting in this situation? And I haven't talked to him in a couple of days since this has happened. So was she in the right or was she in the wrong in this situation? 877-999-1015. Ryan, what do you think?
Were the tickets sold out?
No, they weren't. The tickets were available.
I think she's in the right.
You think she's in the right?
Yeah.
Yeah, because you can't just say, hey, come on over. And then all of a sudden, it's like, you got to buy your own ticket, though.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been there, too. It's like, if you get invited somewhere, especially in the beginning of a relationship, it's kind of like you need to treat that person to it.
Right, exactly. And especially this is the second date. Scott, what do you think?
I have to take kind of, I see where he's coming from with the excitement. Like, that's something I would do. I'd be like, oh my gosh, I don't have a ticket, but you should still come. Like, if you get a ticket, like, we could go together. It might be the way that they read the text, and it could have been read wrong. It could have been completely a whole definition, like, of differences that she just didn't pick up on.
I mean, but there's no disputing, hey, wait, hold on. I'm going to this concert. Want to come? Okay, well, I don't have an extra ticket, so buy yours and come.
Okay, what if they said it like, okay, I don't have a ticket, but, like, if you buy yours, come.
No. I would have started out with, are you going to this concert?
Yes.
To see that if was where they went already home. Had a ticket, so you didn't have to use, like, the buy the ticket line.
Okay.
And then you could just, yeah, like you said, meet before or after or do something else.
I just don't invite. Yeah. Just be like, hey, let's go for drinks the next day.
She could still respond, though, and ask for some clarification or just express how she feels about it. Like, that might help them come to a common grounds of, like, that was a little messed up, but I see what you're trying to do. I like that you still want to hang out, but that was weird how you asked. If they actually want a relationship in the long run.
What do you think? 877-999-1015. My friend wants to know, was she overreacting in that situation? Because I don't think so, whatever. All right, we'll take your calls next as we continue going commercial free. It's going to be an education for some guys, I feel like. It's Hot 101.5, Khalid Better. Don't forget, we got another $1,000 up for grabs at 10 a.m.
This is Miguel and Holly on Hot 101.5.
Tampa Bay's new hit music.
I got a text message from a friend that said, am I overreacting to this guy I've been chatting with? Went on the first date, it was great. And then he texted me the other night, and he was like, hey, I'm going to a concert. You want to come? And she said, oh, my gosh, yes. Then he said, okay, well, I don't have an extra ticket, so buy yours and come. And she goes, oh, I'm sorry. That is not happening. So is my friend overreacting? Jill in Tampa, what do you think?
No, because I had the same thing happen to me once where I was dating this guy, and he asked me to go skiing. So I was all excited. I'm like, yeah. Oh, my God. I told all my friends, you know, he asked me to go skiing. And then he's like, well, you either have to pay for your plane ticket or the ski lift because the ski lifts are expensive. Mm. So, I mean, I just think it's the way he said it, where if he was upfront and said, I'd love to take you skiing, but, you know, maybe we could split it. But it was very misleading.
Mm.
So I feel like your friend was misleading her and she got excited and then he kind of dropped the bomb.
Ah, so you, okay, so you're saying it's all about the wording. So if he would have said, hey, I'm really excited for the show tonight. I don't have an extra ticket, so you're going to have to pick up yours. Would you like to come? So would that sounds better?
So much better. So much better. And maybe he didn't mean it, you know. Maybe she should give him a second chance and explain that to him as the way you said it. And if he comes back with, you know what, you're right. You know, I didn't mean it. Because we've all said things and they come out wrong.
Uh-huh.
But if he meant it that way and he was trying to, you know, just get her to pay for the ticket, that's a little messed up.
Interesting. Okay, so it sounds sort of like a Scott situation where Scott usually mixes up his words and doesn't
constantly say
things right to his girlfriend,
that's
Mary.
That's why I understand the situation, because I do it all the time.
You're like, this is me. I am this guy.
Yes.
Thank you so much for your phone call, Jill. We appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. Love you.
Love you. Okay, so is this making a little bit more sense to you, Scott? How I'm teaching you all the time. It's all about the word choice when it comes to talking to your girlfriend.
Yes, I mean, I feel like right here, like, everything he said is fine. I just think it was flip-flopped.
Mm-hmm.
And I do that all the time because you get excited. You're like, oh, my gosh, concert. I want to ask her because she's going to love it. But then he's like, oh, crap, I messed up. And it gets uncomfortable talking about money. This happens all the time. But she should have at least been like, wait, maybe this is what he probably meant.
Mm-hmm.
He's probably not that douchey. Because you already went out with him like once.
Right.
You should have been able to pick that up.
Interesting. What do you think? Let us know. Facebook.com/Hot 101.5. We continue going commercial free. We have Blown Off at 8:45.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.